Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Finolex Chemicals Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Aarti Jhunjhunwala, Executive Director. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Yusuf. Good morning, everyone, and a very happy and safe Diwali to all. We are pleased to extend a warm welcome to you all for our Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of Finolex Chemicals Limited. We have already updated the financial statement and the presentation on the stock exchange and our website. Trust you've had the chance to peruse them in detail. Finolex is at the forefront of India's specialty chemical sector, renowned for its leadership in both domestic and international textile markets. With a commitment to market expansion, we are dedicated to pioneering new products, venturing into untapped territories, and delivering value-added services, including cutting-edge technical solutions. Against the backdrop of a positive domestic macroeconomic landscape, our journey in FY24 remains robust. Our core emphasis on developing high-performance chemicals, coupled with strategic initiatives, positions us for sustained growth. These endeavors not only forecast substantial expansion in the upcoming quarters but also reaffirm our status as one of the market leaders in the chemical industry. Our extensive range of products and services is crafted to provide tailored solutions for our customers, reinforcing Finolex's commitment to excellence. We are pleased to announce that this quarter we successfully commissioned our 100 kW peak solar power plant at Ambernath facility. This strategic initiative not only enhances our long-term energy reliability but also positions us at the forefront of environmental stewardship by minimizing the carbon emissions. This sustainable approach aligns us with our commitment to ethical practices and also provides us with a competitive edge in the industry. I'm also pleased to share that our commitment to sustainability has been recognized through the prestigious ESG badge conferred upon us by Dun & Bradstreet. This recognition highlights our proactive initiatives and signifies our ongoing dedication to shaping an industry that prioritizes environmental, social, and governance considerations. Our commitment to excellence, innovation, and the creation of a sustainable future is the path that we passionately undertake to ensure a greener and safer environment. With this note, I would request Arindam Ji to provide us the insight into our operations.
Thank you, Aarti Ji, and a warm welcome to one and all. Wish you a happy Diwali in advance. As you know, Finolex is a well-diversified company with an extensive array of product portfolios. Our journey commenced with the production of specialty chemicals for the textile industry and subsequently expanded in related products for the niche segment, including hygiene products and oil and gas. As a part of our commitment to value-add offerings, we offer high-end customized solutions to our esteemed clients in every sector. This approach is underpinned by the trust of our customers have in our products and the brand equity we command in the market. Our expertise in research and development, particularly in the manufacturing of eco-friendly and sustainable products at our overseas facility, has served as the driving force behind our expansion in numerous significant international textile hubs. Also, during the quarter, we have received accreditation from NABL, India's premier accreditation body for laboratory assessment and accreditation. This accomplishment underscores our commitment to financial prudence and quality standards, reinforcing our position as a trusted entity in the chemical market field. Now, I request Mr. Sanjay to guide us through the quarterly performance of our company. Thank you.
Sanjay sir, your voice is not audible.
Thanks, Arindamji. On the fundamentals of quarter 2 financial year 24, our operational revenue rose to 1,453 million. The growth in revenue was due to the increase in the sale volume. The EBITDA has increased to 382 million, up by 52.3% year-on-year basis, with its margin at 26.3%. We recorded a PAT of 315 million, which is up by 51.6% year-on-year basis, and its margin was at 21.7%. For the H1 financial year 24, our operation revenue has increased to 2,775 million. Our EBITDA has increased to 697 million, up by 36% year-on-year basis, and its margin was 25.1%. We recorded a PAT of 576 million, which is up by 40.3%, and the margin stands at 20.8%. Our annualized ROCE and ROE were at 36.4% and 30.3% respectively. We are also pleased to announce that ICRA, the renowned credit rating, has upgraded our long-term and short-term rating at ICRA A+ and ICRA A1+ respectively. The robust financial performance observed in the H1 financial year 24 underscores our commitment to creating values for our stakeholders and customers and upholding resilient and operational efficiencies. Our focus remains on fostering sustainable growth and optimizing shareholders' wealth through the upcoming fiscal year. Our consistent performance over the last quarters and years is thanks to the strategic alliances which we have, and we continue to explore such opportunities in future too. With this, we close our opening remarks and we will open the call for interactive question and answer session soon. Over to you, Yusuf.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Suresh Pal from KRSP Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
You're audible, sir, but there is a background noise from your end.
Okay. Sir, my first question is, from our industrial presentation, I can see that our capacity utilization has gone up sequentially. So in the coming quarters, can we expect some operating leverage going ahead as our revenues will go up?
Thanks so much. As such, yes, there has been an increase of 43% in the volumes year-on-year basis, quarter-on-quarter basis, for the quarter, year-on-year basis. And also, as you rightly mentioned, there has been an increase in the volume from quarter one basis also, quarter-on-quarter basis. Gradually, yes, we are ramping up the capacities of our new state-of-the-art plant in Ambernath, and it's doing quite well. And we are quite delighted from where we are looking at it, in spite of, let's say, the global slowdown which we have experienced in the last 2-3 quarters. We are still able to touch a utilization of 58% for this quarter, and that is last quarter was 62% broadly. And yeah, so we think that in the coming times there has been the demand is coming back very sharply in the textiles and the cleaning, hygiene, FMCG field. And going forward, yes, we are looking at further production utilization on the capacities which we have.
Okay, sir. And sir, since the textiles is our high value-accretive product, high margin product, so how is the recovery so far in this segment, sir?
We are quite delighted with the recovery of the demand which is coming in the textiles, especially the bed sheets. Let's say our customers like Indocounts and Himmat Sinca, Mohan's Fintechs and other companies, they have been faring quite well, as you might have also, if you are tracking them, they have been performing quite well. That is helping us also, and plus we have focused on, you know, the package operations and package marketing, in which we give the entire, you know, solutions to the textile companies, in which the entire basket of the products have to be taken from Finotex. In this way, we are growing our wallet share also with them, focusing our main specialty products in the textile, which is the finishing area. As the finishing is today also, let's say 60% of our textile volumes. And that is something which is the most sustainable business, because no textile company will, you know, will be able, generally it's not possible to change the finish easily. And we are the masters in the finishing of textiles. We would like to retain and keep focusing on our core strength in the textile, which is the finishing, and that's going very well. So textile has picked up quite well in the last quarter. But textile will be always be, you know, it's the recovery is coming fast. Health and hygiene, FMCG is at the same level. I mean, in the sense, it's good, but it's growing gradually. But textile, I can see, has been quite significant growth in the last quarter.
Okay, sir, last question from my side is, actually I'm new to the company. So what I can see is there is a volume growth of 43% year on year. But that has not translated to our top line growth. So I guess this growth is mainly to our FMCG and hygiene related products. Is that understanding correct, sir?
No, actually what is happening is, as we have experienced in the last 3-4 quarters, there has been a change in our product mix. And also, the more we focus on hygiene and FMCG areas, the average realization prices are comparatively lesser. So, although the volume growth has been 40% or 43% precisely, the incremental, if we talk about the, you know, the incremental business sales, that has not gone more than, let's say, 30% or in terms of volumes, in terms of 10%, it has gone up from the, in the revenue mix, because of the product mix has changed as such.
Okay. And sir, what is the growth that we are expecting this year? Earlier you have given guidance of 20-25%. So is that guidance maintained, sir?
So as such, I think we will take it as your last question, because there are lots of other participants who will be there.
Okay.
So anyhow, just to answer that question would be that, so as such, we have been listed for last 50 quarters by now, and in our last 12 or 13 years of being listed, our average CAGR growth of PAT and EBITDA has been more than 25%. And our EBITDA percentage in, also you can always check, it has been minimum 16-18% till where we are today is 27% broadly, 26 point something. So this is the reason why here we are able to do it, because we are focused on solution driven product lines rather than me too kind of businesses, which always is fluctuating in terms of EBITDA and profitability and things. The way the last 2-3 years have been encouraging for us, we are the most confident right now that we will be able to, you know, again deliver much better performance in the future. That's all I can tell you from the forward looking point of view.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's very helpful. That's all from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1. Next question is from the line of Shriram R, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So can you give the volume and value split for textile and other chemicals?
See, as such, I can just give you the percentage mix of it. So let's say 56% of the volume is on the FMCG, and the remaining, let's say, is from textiles from the volume point of view. The textile average realization prices are higher. So in terms of the revenue mix, it is more than 59% for the textiles, and it's almost 40-41% cleaning, FMCG cleaning hygiene.
And on the margin side, sir?
Margins, our company is more of an EBITDA-driven company. So what happens, let's say, each industry will have their own plus and challenges. So let's say in textile, what happens, you have a better gross margins for sure. However, there are a lot of expenses on documentations and certification, product audits, factory audits, team power, exhibition. This is what we have done in the last 3-4 years where we have invested a lot. And that has really helped us to grow the company in the textile division substantially, which is now shaping up, which as you can see the results also. So basically, we do not operate from the point of view of a gross margin broadly, which is more on the EBITDA levels. More or less, I can say it's almost the similar kind of margins which we get on that way, on all the industries which we cater to.
So, come, sir, I'll join back with you. Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Kush Tanan from Ananta Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations once again on a consistent set of numbers. We are witnessing consistent growth in the company, margin expansion, cash on books, all the good things are happening. So quickly, just on the environment in general for the chemicals, there was weakness in the last 6 months, 1 year. Obviously, our numbers have been good, but in general, is the environment improving? How are inventory levels in the channel for us specifically, sir?
Yeah, thanks, Tamilanji. So actually, you know, in our last con call also, I had somewhere mentioned that the bottom's already behind us. And that was, if I'm not wrong, it was the month of August or something. And that is what we can expect in the future. I am quite of the opinion that the bottom demand, or let's say the downfall of the pricing and the destocking activity, all have been completed in the quarter one for most of the commodity chemical companies. Whereas where we are coming from, we have been always been, as you can rightly mentioned also, our profitability, growth rates, efficiencies and deployment of capital has been always quite in control with our always the past performance, because we are more of a solution driven business. We are not a China plus one kind of a company. Our products are such specialty nature that there is no China effect here. It's a tailor-made solutions. It's not a commodity which will have a, you know, it's not a capex driven businesses where we are, where, you know, like the Chinese type of product line. So I think the environment has been improving, number one. For textiles, definitely there has been an increase from the quarter one in the demand. It's also due to, I think, in the you know, in the US market, there has been, the demand is coming back, and I heard also there is the interest is also getting reversed and things like that. So I think this, as it goes ahead, we'll be back to the original demand of textiles, and demand is coming back even the cleaning, hygiene, FMCG sector also. So going forward, we are quite excited on the next coming times.
Okay. And sir, I think we focus more on the EBITDA margin as you were answering the previous participant's call. Yeah. But that has also gone up a little bit this quarter, because primarily at a material level, our margin has improved. So sir, was there any one time in this quarter, or this is just that, you know, pass-through of raw material has been better for us? Our pricing has gone up and raw material you know, pass-through has been better for us.
So I would like to mention, in the last quarter also, the EBITDA margin was almost 24%. Mm-hmm. And let's say that was also the time when we, I mean, all the chemical companies were experiencing a destocking effect, in which, you know, everyone has inventory and, you know, of a higher price and things like that. So I would not like to mention on that is due to that part, but it is more likely with our product positioning, our wallet share, and the kind of specialty demand which has come in textiles and also in the cleaning hygiene. There has been substantially new product and new geographies which we have identified and working upon. So I would like to mention it's not only due to these, you know, destocking or things like that. It's because the product lines and the the promotion of the products and the focus is done on the specialty chemicals and solutions. So I think that is something which is going on. This was always anticipated. I think in some of the calls we have always mentioned that we are very much confident that we will be able to, you know, maintain that much EBITDA levels. And that is already being seen now in the quarter two.
Understood. So what you are saying is that, you know, going ahead, probably our chances of maintaining 24 to 26% EBITDA is quite high, given the product mix and in general the demand environment.
Yeah, it's looking like that also because, you see, what happens in our businesses, there is a lot gestation period. So the investment and the sales promotions for all the verticals which we have done in the last 1 year, 1.5 year, which has started materializing. Now the results are also coming on that line. So also you can see the H1. The H1 EBITDA is already 25.13% as I see now. So that is something we are very confident to keep delivering on that line.
Okay. So, and one just bookkeeping question on the volume and value mix across textile and FMCG. I don't know whether you have already mentioned this. I joined the call a little late. But yeah. Can you just give those numbers?
Yeah. So, as such, the average realization price of textile is higher. Let me say that the volumes in textiles is 44% broadly, and the revenues is like 59%. And the remaining you can take it as for the like 56% volumes is on the FMCG and almost 40-41% is their revenue mix for the FMCG.
Okay. And so if I can just chip in one last question on the FMCG business, we obviously have a large customer. Any other breakthroughs in some of these other detergent companies which you are having some prototyping or some product, you know? Yes, any update on that, sir?
I mean, there is a lot of things happening day in, day out. In fact, we had a great technical seminar last Saturday, which in Northeast, and that was attended by the biggest mid-level corporate companies in the cleaning, hygiene, detergent field. And that's shaping up very rapidly. Our team has released our distributors and our volunteers also increasing in most of the corporate companies also. Also, there are certain big global MNCs with whom we are on the stage of, but the global MNCs do take, it's all years of effort. Like Patangi started, it took us 3 years to start, almost 2.5 years to start. So these, I mean, you know, it's the sweetest spot for us to be there in the FMCG, but at the same time, it's the most difficult. Because the FMCG company, let's say Patanjali for that matter, they are using our products in their detergents, okay. And for Patanjali, their major business is not detergents, it's the entire brand chain for aloe vera, Dant Kranti and ghee and other organic ghees and things like that. So they have to be more careful, obviously, that, you know, there should not be any kind of issues happening in the product where they are using our specialty product. So their trust on us is a testimonial that, you know, this kind of like 50,000 crore brand is looking at us and accepting our products over to all the multinational chemical companies like BASF and Dow and things like that, which I have already mentioned in our last phone call also. So that is a testimonial that, you know, we stand against them. Our products are performing better. Of course, the economies will also be performing better. So that is something which excites us. And then that should be decision time. So we are on the right track. We are very happy how the progress is happening. And I think this you will see in the reflections of the things in the coming times.
Okay. And so just one thing, last thing I'm noticing, we are generating a lot of cash, and I think this year we may generate north of 110, 120 crore operating cash. So and we already have some 180, 200 crore cash on the books. So any utilization of this cash going ahead, in terms of rewarding shareholders or any, you know, inorganic activity or any such, you know, avenues for further growth?
Correct. So, yes, you have rightly mentioned our cash on books is already, as you mentioned, the numbers. So, as such, after our IPO in 2011, we had used the IPO proceeds to acquire stake in a European manufacturing company, which is Biotex, which is 72% is owned by Finotex. Now it's in Malaysia, it's a specialty chemical high-end for functional chemicals and things like that. So that was the first made in international acquisition what the company has done. So as such, we are having in mind to use this cash generated for the organic growth, which is already being funded by internal accruals. At the same time, we are also having, we are open for discussions on inorganic opportunities. We keep looking at things. However, we are a very cash disciplined company. As you can see, in the last so many years, we have always been cash rich company as such and debt free. We would like to remain as such a debt free company more or less. And from the perspective that, we are very conservative and disciplined in deployment of cash. So we do not want to just go for any kind of inorganic acquisitions just for, paisa hai, just to get it into. We have to have a proper synergy, a plan, and there has to be a meaning for any inorganic opportunities if ever we go ahead. So there are certain things which we keep discussing. Certain topics are on also. Whenever the timing is right, and as such, you can see every year we are getting a approval in the shareholders meeting also for raising funds and debt also, and the for any kind such deals. So yes, we are not hurrying about anything on such points, but yes, we can always consider that.
Okay, noted, sir. Congratulations on this consistent growth and consistent numbers, and wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thandi.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations on a good set of performance. So my first question is for the FMCG segment. We have done a very good commendable performance, growing from 38 crores to 200 crores within a year. So I have two questions in this. One, out of the 270 crores that revenues we have done as on H1 FY24, how much is from the FMCG segment? That is question one. And question two is, we were depending exclusively on very few customers in this segment. You have explained in detail, what all the actions that have taken. For us to diversify based on your interaction with the customers, how much time it would take to get business from other customers?
So thank you, Mr. Jain. Let me mention, even in the H1, the contribution of the FMCG business in terms of revenue mix is 40% broadly. And that has been maintained, and that has been growing also. Let me say that, in oil and gas businesses or maybe the detergent businesses, we will always have certain bigger customers because the markets are mainly controlled and addressed in oil and gas also by the bigger producers and bigger things. So as such, step by step, if I'm not wrong, we have already touched more than 100 customers in the detergent businesses for Pan India. And this is growing rapidly. In fact, we just had a meeting with at least 60-70 customers in the last week's technical seminar, where our panel doctors and our other team members were also being speaking about the new scope and the new sustainability which is coming in. So the idea and the concept what we are bringing to the detergents is something different. So I will not touching on those topics now. Just to cover on your questions is, we are very much optimistic the way it is going on, and in the future I think both the divisions are going to perform in their own. There has been a growth coming up in both the divisions, and I think we are quite, we're quite excited from where we are looking at it.
Okay, small clarification. You said of the 270 crores, what is the contribution from the FMCG? You said 40%?
40%, yeah. So let's say 110 broadly.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, sir. My second question is regarding the oil drilling business, which you touched upon. Sir, in the presentation, you have mentioned that you have already got the business from a customer. So I want to know is, one, what are the products that we make for this segment? How big is the potential? And when we can see a significant contribution from this, the products?
I'll tell you what is our business model. Our business model is that for oil and gas and other businesses, we we look at chemistry. So we do basically polymerization, esters, esterification, phosphonation, sulfonation. We do homopolymer, terpolymer, copolymer, things like that. These all chemistries have application in different variety of industries. Our focus is wherever industry can absorb these products, we can work on that so that we have a synergy in our capacity utilizations and, we have the same kind of chemistries going for the other businesses like oil and gas also. Now, oil and gas business is mostly, let's say it's a tender-based business. It's more of a hit-and-run business. So it's not a perennial dependable business. It's more about sometimes we get an order, sometimes we don't. There are a lot many products we are doing. Yesterday also we had a good, tender and things like that, which is ongoing on many aspects. So I would like to mention we are not banking in our future on one particular industry as such. Oil and gas industry, the scope is enormous. However, it always has its plus and minuses. The disadvantage of oil and gas is it's too, sometimes the demand which has been shown is not happening because oil and gas extraction is sometimes postponed for 6 months or more than that also, and sometimes some of the rigs are not working well, so suddenly the demand will not happen for that product for 6 months or 4 months. So we do not want to depend on this kind of industry totally. We are already diversified. At the same time, the products and chemistries which we are doing for other businesses, we are very much happy to use it for the oil and gas as a fungible capacity utilization. So this is our model. And so this is the kind of the scope in oil and gas is enormous. I mean, there is no words about it because the products which we are doing, we do anti-scalings, we do polyamides, we do polyglycols and other so many items which we have already approved and supplied also in the past. So this is the place where we are.
So you mean to say this cannot be a continuous business? It comes once in a while whenever we are the L1 for those businesses, correct?
Yes, it is not continuous. Rather, I would say we are not depending on that because it's not a perennial business or dependable and sustainable from the terms of supply. Sometimes there are cases, I mean, it's not for us, it's for everyone. Sometimes there are situations where the tender you are L1, but they are not lifting it only. And these things do happen because these are government-owned bodies like Oil India, ONGC, and things like that.
Okay, fair enough, sir. So my last question is regarding the other vertical, other specialty chemicals. Just wanted to know how big is the potential, which can contribute, to the top line from this segment regarding some clarity on the margins. And are we marketing the Eurodyne products in this segment?
Hey, I'll tell you the way we look at it. We are like to focus on our core businesses. Our core business is one, providing specialty solutions to textiles and cleaning, hygiene, FMCG. This is our core business. This business itself is like detergent business is a $50 billion market. And there is a sustainability which is going to happen, which is already happening on the way. In the next 10 years, we'll find a lot of changes happening in the detergent businesses. Initiative of P&G and Unilever's and things like that. Let's say P&G have also made a claim that by 26 or 27, they will be stopping the use of acid slurry and Lapsa in their product line or something like that to avoid the fossil fuels and dependency on crude oil and things like that. Now then there has to be a product which is performing equivalent, even though it's expensive, but to give a right result to the user and in the hand washes or the washing machines and things like that. Now those things can be done by solutions. Now that's the phase where we enter. Now let's say textiles was the same thing 10 years back. We were telling the world when we acquired biotech, they were the masters of sustainable solutions. We were talking to all the biggest textile corporate companies from 2011, but the demand came from 2020 when the COVID started coming in, sustainability issues started coming in and things like that. So jaake ye spread hone laga. Just imagine, even if 10% of the detergent market in the world converse into sustainability in the now over the 10 years, we are talking of another $5 billion market opportunity coming in. At the moment, we do not want to get into any other areas which we are not on, I mean, which is not our key strength, let's say. Yeah, product wise, like water treatment. Now, water treatment and detergents are quite similar. We are looking at water treatment already as such because detergents bhi paani mein use hota hai, water treatments is also being used to purify the water and, avoid the hardness of the water and things like that. So that is something what we have been focusing on. We do not want to experiment our time, and the time is going very well for us, and we are already having a lot of opportunities on the table to look at rather than we do and find something new which we are not masters of. So we like to focus on our core business. It doesn't excite us if some other business of pharma related business or something different is, you know, shaping up in a different direction. So we are like to stay where we are into.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ashish Rathi from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sanjay. Thank you so much for the opportunity to ask, and I congratulate you and the team for delivering beyond our expectations most of the time. So I wanted to just ask you one simple question. You know, it's not very, most of the questions have been answered. Is there that on the EBITDA margin side, you've been guiding us to a 50 to 100 basis point expansion every year. And clearly the first half seems to be doing far better than the guidance. So is this something that needs to be revisited?
Thanks, Ashish. I would like to also mention, you are rightly said that we have been always guiding that, you know, we are confident of delivering the EBITDA numbers, percentages, what we have been doing in the past. And always there will be some growth. Let me also mention generally for the business where we are, the H2s are generally better than H1s, generally. And we have already fared quite well, as you said, 25% in the H1. And I would like to mention that the kind of, you know, the investments which we have already done on sales promotion, exhibitions and, you know, certifications, factory audits. And those audits and, you know, the product certifications have been quite a cost to the books as such. And after doing that, we have been able to, you know, start getting the returns because these are some kind of product lines which we have been able to succeed with biggest customers. So going forward, I wouldn't say that this is, I mean, of course, this is easily maintainable for us right now, the way things are going on. So I think that's, again, what we would like to mention here.
So, fantastic. That sounds great.
We are hopeful that we will be having at least where we are today.
Great. And specifically on the, you know, I know the previous participant asked something on the similar line, but we have a large customer for which we are doing some specific business in the detergent cleaning segment, right? And we have launched two products. Any more products in the pipeline immediately for, you know, which can be scalable?
So we have not launched two. We had launched two categories, and now there are many more categories which are already launched and started selling also. And this will keep on going on. And so step by step, you will see that, you know, things are happening in those businesses and those categories more and more. So basically,
specifically on the detergent cleaning, and very large customer, we have two big products, right, which contribute to a sizable number. I was asking, any such sizable, significant product in the pipeline in the near term is there, or you know, it's going to be more generic products which will be applied to all kind of companies?
Not typically, to be more precise, we have started another product also with them, which has just gone for trial orders and things like that. So I will not hear. I mean, I would not like to promise the moon now. But the point is that we are very happy where we are. Things take time to happen in these businesses, and what we are aiming at is there is a great sustainability opportunity waiting for us. And the faster the sustainability happens in the entire world because detergents ka kya hai, I mean, what happens with detergents is directly this water is going for the, you know, for the water pollution and things like that. And that cannot be stopped easily. So it's the detergents which has to have those kind of sustainable raw materials. And at the same time, of course, the customers will demand performance. So that's the place where we are coming in. And our competitors are like BASF and Dow. For them, this business is not, sizable at all. They are like tens of billions of dollar companies. So maybe from that point of view, it's not their focus area. For us, yes, it's a focus area.
Okay. I'm not sure if this has been asked before, but what is the CapEx plan for FY25?
Well, we are already, looking at organic expansions and, in two ways, adding some machineries in our existing facilities and also adding some certain facilities in areas which are more closer to Mumbai. We are looking at these kinds of organic expansion, and we have already shortlisted and things are going ahead on that line. This is similar to the same experience which we had in the COVID-1 in 2020 when we had this Amarnath plan going forward, and it took us 2 years. So in chemicals, as you know, it takes 2 to 3 years always, you know, to set up it and commission it. So we are already looking at 2027, how do we shape up, and 26, and how do we shape up our next growth phase on that. So we need to get prepared now. The capacity utilization, I mean, the capex plan for this year should be around, I think, 50 to 60, more or less on the high level. And I think this will be easily being taken care of by internal accrual, so that it will be still a debt-free company for us.
That's a given. Okay. Thank you so much, Sunil. We wish you all the best.
Thank you, Ashish.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishit Jain from SNJ Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Could you tell me how much of our revenue comes from exports?
Almost 23% is coming from exports. It's almost 23% is exports.
Okay, and going forward, do we expect that in H2 or maybe next financial year this percentage contribution may increase or something like that? Or this will be steady?
There is a lot of changes in the global market being happening now, and especially in the textile markets, the big countries who are addressing to textiles are getting bigger, and there is a consolidation happening on that front. And at the same time, I can mention in the last 2 quarters, the global demand has been quite weak. And so that's the reason our India performance has been growing also. So I think that's the reason, you know, we are on almost 22 to 23% broadly right now. Once upon a time, it was, I think, 35% or something like that. So this is something as the things, you know, we are doing very well in the export demand markets also. We are increasing our exposure. We are participating in almost all the trade fairs happening around the world. In every, let's say, yearly, at least 4 to 5 international exhibitions our team has been exhibiting at. So we are, and then the markets, sometimes the demand and, you know, these things keep fluctuating. Going forward, I think the exports are also going to revise as such.
Okay, that's great. And just one last thing. So as we understand that in the commodity chemical space, more or less things have bottomed out. So do we also expect that going forward, if the commodity chemical space prices for the companies bottoms out, our raw materials can see some rise?
See, it has been going down in the past, and then there was a shoot up also to some extent, let's say a contribution from the Middle East also due to the war type situation in the Middle East. That helped the commodity prices to have a, you know, recovery. Again, there has been on the same level. There is, it's not a direct direction, but yeah, we can always say it is, the prices are better than, it has bottomed out in the past. That's what we can see right now, but we cannot predict. It's a very volatile situation. And, let me say, even if the prices are going down, for us, like, we are in the specialty kind of a business, like, if the prices of commodity chemicals goes down, those are our raw mats. So it's always good for us to have more better pricing in the raw mats, and then our selling price is always the same. So, you know, we can have a better EBITDA margins also.
Yes, well, that's what I meant. If those things are bottomed out, if those raw material prices, and now if there is a recovery in the prices, then it may affect our margins.
Not necessarily, because it is, when the prices are getting corrected, there is also inventory levels are getting diminished in almost all the companies. Like in textiles, generally the inventory levels were always like 6 months from the time the cotton is, made and the fabric is sold at the malls in Walmart and things like that. Now, what happens with the pricing going up again, there is again an inventory increase and everybody is demanding more products. And then it's always good for the industry to have slightly pep up mood. So once the mood goes up, and that time the consumers are also, you know, getting more anxious to buy more, produce more and things like that. So it doesn't, these things, I can say in the last 2-3 years, everything has happened. We have seen container shortages. We have seen Chinese supplies going off, Indian companies, this and that. So everything what we have experienced and, you know, in the last 2 years has happened in our books. In spite of that, we have always been able to increase our EBITDA margins. So I don't think it's added a challenge because we are a solution business. We always have a chance to increase our cost. It's not a tender-based yearly contract or anything like that in our businesses when we sell to our customers. So we can always adjust the prices.
Okay, thank you, sir. That helps.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Varsha from BQ Prime. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sorry if my questions are repeating because I've joined late. So my first question is, though there was growth in volume, but it didn't translate into revenue per se. And you said that you don't have much pressure on prices because we are into specialty chemicals. So why the volume growth has not been translated into revenue growth?
I have somewhere answered this point in a different way in our phone call today. So basically what happens is in the cleaning, hygiene, FMCG businesses, the average realization prices are lower, number one. Number two, we have been having consistent realization per in textiles in terms of the pricing, and almost, let's say, a little bit lower in health and hygiene. There has been a change in the product mix as such. We have been able to grow our businesses in the cleaning hygiene as well. And that is also contributing that in spite of the volume increase of 40%, there has not been a great sharp increase in the prices in the turnover. But still, we have done almost 12% or something like that, broadly.
Okay. And my next question is, over the few quarters, you've seen our EBITDA margins growing on a very healthy growth. So in September 22, we had margins of 19% versus 26% this year. So what has led to increase in the EBITDA margins, number one, and are these margins sustainable?
See, it's how do I answer this actually? So sustainability, I mean, if you see our 50 quarters of being listed, we have always been having at least 15-17% in the most difficult quarters also. And in the last 8 or 10 quarters, you can always see there has been an increase of 200 basis points per quarter broadly. And this is something which we have been doing. This is, I think this reflects what kind of a capital allocation we are doing, what kind of strategies we have, the kind of customers and the solutions we are providing to them and exciting them to add more performance to their fabric, because of which we are able to have those kinds of EBITDA. So I think it's more on the, I think it's on the R&D and the product quality which we have been doing, and that's proving itself in the translation of the EBITDA. Going forward, I can say we have been always guiding. If you were attending our phone calls in the last couple of quarters, we have always been guiding and quite optimistic that yes, we will be able to maintain our EBITDA margins. It's definitely there. And I would still like to say the same, that we are very confident to, approximately the similar margins going forward.
Okay. Okay, sure. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anirudh from AV Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
You're audible.
Okay. Sanjay sir, congratulations once again. It's getting a habit now, but congratulations again. Sir, my just one question regarding capacity utilization and capacity expansion. So you just mentioned that around 50,000 to 60,000 is what we're looking at in the next year for capacity utilization. So I just wanted to know what portion of it is going to be from the Ambernath facility. And is there a new facility that you're targeting now? Because I think the last time we spoke, we had like, 20,000 capacity left in the Ambernath facility?
Yeah, okay. I will answer it in a different way. So as such, we have been increasing our capacity utilization. And today we have reached almost 68% on approximately. Last quarter it was 62%. The idea here is, any kind of capacity or organic expansion when we do, we need a timeline of almost 2 years or 1 year for a new plant to set up and things like that. Like I already mentioned, we are looking at certain not immediate quarter or 2 quarters, but we are looking at already 26 financial year and things like that, for which we have to be prepared from today. So yes, we'll be expanding our capacities in the new facilities whenever we acquire it, number one. And in the existing also, there is some space and we can always increase certain capacities in that area also. So, I mean, that's the kind of guidelines we have been doing. And the capacity utilization of 60%, as you can also see, the capex cost is not dramatic for our businesses because we are in a fungible capacities. Our capacities and products are all fungible. So the same set of production plant and machinery can produce the goods for cleaning hygiene. It can produce for textile, for oil and gas and things like that. So it helps us to have a better efficiency. You can see our asset turnover ratio, which is always healthy. And that's the kind of specialty product lines which we have been making in our plant. So going forward, I think, yes, we will be increasing our capacity in another plant also and in our existing plant also.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have a next follow-up question from the line of Shri Ram R, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. What is the market size for the domestic textile chemicals and what is the market share? And, you know, if you can throw some light on who will be our nearest competitor, that will be helpful. And again, on the margin side, YOY basis, you know, the gross margins have gone up from 31% to 39%. So I'm just trying to understand, like, which products have we exited, or you know, what is the new product that you are focusing upon? You know, can you throw some light on the product-wise, details?
So I will have to, you know, take one question at one time because you have combined a lot of questions right now. So I can just mention in terms of, let's say I'll take the last question first, is about the gross margins. So as such, yes, there has been increase. It's also because the kind of solutions and the product line which we are offering for textile finishing and for the cleaning hygiene and other businesses, those products are getting more in demand, which are more technical solutions and more sustainable solutions which we are pioneer of. Now the more and more demand which is happening in those lines, we have been able to increase our the gross margins and also the EBITDA margins because of that. So this is something which we are always anticipating to happen, and it's shaping up quite nicely. So that answers your gross margins to the question. At the same time, for the market share, see, actually this business, I'll tell you what we have been doing. We have here, earlier our main business was we were supplying to all the European multinational chemical companies who were selling under their brand, the products. And they were selling at a very high margins to the textile users. Thereafter, we developed our own brand, our own set of technical team, our distributors, channel partners, and going to the direct customers and branding our products itself with all the documentation, factory audits and product audits and research and other things. So that kind, our major competitors in this business are the global European companies who were erstwhile our, let's say, customers. And now we are, let's say, sort of co-producers with them, which is Akroma, erstwhile Clarion. Then it is, Huntsman, which is now part of Akroma. Earlier it was known as FIBA. Then there is BSF, which is part of Akroma again. So there has been a lot of consolidation happened in the European giants as well, in the textile division I'm talking about. And that has helped us also to become more strategic and more quicker. And as I see, most of these European companies were also diversified or hive off their businesses, because the margins in textiles, which was once upon a time 400%, has come to 40% broadly. And that helped us, that helped us because the European companies always having a, let's say, not an efficient way of handling the affairs of the company, and they are always having a higher overhead and things like that, because of which even after 400% gross margins, they were not able to make the right bottom lines. I'm talking of almost a decade or two before from where we are today. And that time, most of the companies started diversifying to other businesses which were more profitable. We were in this business, we were able to develop our brand name, which takes a lot of time in textiles, because textile business in solutions is like changing the salt of the food. Nobody will change the salt of the food. Similarly, the textile customers do not change the chemicals which they are using over the period of years, because the cost for them is negligible. At the same time, the risk is very high. Something goes wrong, the entire fabric is wasted. So it's not a price game. It's more on dependability, reliability, and how do we position ourselves. So basically, we are the doctors of textiles. And in those product lines, we are working on the specialty products which are going for textiles, not on the commodity products for textiles. As such, we can always add on more products for textile chemicals which are more commoditized. But we do not want to be, but you know, our positioning is why the customer is on the specialty high-end, and which would love to happen like that. We are not a turnover-based business company which is only looking for volumes and turnovers and EBITDA margins. So we don't want to be commodity chemicals. We are a specialty chemical company, and our customers have a trust on us and giving us the chance for that. So if we are the cardiologists of the textile industry, we do not want to be the general physicians, let's put it like that. So we are going in that direction where the entire market size is not the topic at all, actually. The markets are dramatically very big. I mean, it's about textiles. Every textile company requires 3% textile chemicals of their turnovers. So that's the business area. What is important for us is the kind of customers we have. We do not have one segment customers. We have customers for cotton. We have for polyester. We have for towels, for nylon, for bed sheets, for the continuous machines, for exhaust machines. This is more important for acrylics. Because in this business, a lot of me-too businesses are there. It's not the right one. You make a paracetamol and everyone can take the same product, whether it's a cotton or polyester or acrylic or nylon. It doesn't work like that. There is a totally, technically, we have to be sure of the customized solutions which have to be given, which is working only for that customer. So there is a lot of SKUs we have. We have more than 1,400 SKUs, by the way. So we are positioned, and that's the reason we have this kind of EBITDA. So we have become, I will not say irreplaceable, but it's a very difficult for any company to replace, and that's the reason there's a very high entry exit barrier. So the risk of changing a chemical is very high for the consumers. So that's the places where we are right now, and we are, this has been built over the period of years. We are working with, I mean, you can name India's top corporate customers, and we are working with almost all, so that's because of the trust they have, and that helps us to grow the businesses rapidly. And we are going for wallet share increase also from them, which is easily helping us to, you know, we can always double X our business in the coming years, even if we focus on the same customers where we are already working right now. So I would like to give you, you know, the overview of our business model in that direction rather than just jumping on numerical answers for you.
Thank you for a very elaborate answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Sebriwala for the closing comments.
Thank you, participants. Wishing you all a very happy Diwali, happy and safe Diwali. Please, we are very accessible. Our team is always looking forward to answer any of your queries. Due to time constraint and things, we were not able to continue this session further. Please write to us for any question, query. We'll be happy to share as much as information we can do. Thank you so much once again. Over to you, Yusuf.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Finotex Chemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.